You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. You hear Bryce Huffman right here on Michigan Radio bringing you stories from West Michigan all the time. Well, now you'll soon hear Bryce in a new way as the creator and host of a new podcast that's coming to Michigan Radio October 7th called Same, Same, Different. Bryce Huffman, describe what you're going to explore over the 5 episodes of Same, Same, Different.
Yeah, we're looking at the idea of otherness, that feeling that you're different and sometimes even less than the people around you. And while we can all feel that way at times, the show's really about these people coming from marginalized communities who really get hit the hardest by this. People of color, LGBTQ folks, people with disabilities, religious minorities, those sort of identities. So we're looking at their experiences and how we survive that every day. But not just how we survive it, but like how we do that without losing our sanity.
And what pointed you in this direction? Just what sparked this idea of this podcast for you?
Well, it was a couple things. Honestly, it started out as a way to get more people from marginalized communities listening to our station. I have a lot of friends who are proud of me and the work I do, but they aren't the typical Michigan radio listener. So they really would only listen if I, you know, shared a story with them or told them to listen at a certain time. So I wanted to get them to engage in our station more deeply and engage in our content more deeply. So it started out kind of as a way to get the not typical Michigan radio listener to listen, but also to get more people of color and folks from these communities on our station, on our air. I think we have this great capacity to tell stories, and I wanted to hear more diverse, you know, stories being told.
Well, you start Same, Same, Different right off the bat, diving into how to survive otherness with your sanity intact by sharing an incident from your days at a predominantly white, all-boys Catholic school in Detroit. Let's take a listen.
This particular day, I'm just at the lunch table eating my mom's spaghetti with a bunch of my white friends from the suburbs, mostly lacrosse and hockey players. We're talking about the NHL playoffs, because back in 2011, the Red Wings were actually in the playoffs. And one of my friends stops and he looks at me and says, "You know, Bryce, we like you a lot." Now, when he said that, I'm thinking, oh, he's probably gonna invite me to his house to watch the game later, or he's gonna ask if I'm gonna try out for lacrosse next year. I'm thinking something positive. But then he continues. He goes, "You know, Bryce, we like you a lot because you're not like all the other black kids." I know, right? It's terrible. I almost spit out the spaghetti.
You know, Bryce, I'm cringing hearing those words. "We like you because you're not like all the other black kids." But it seems like the guys around the table weren't cringing. Why do you think that is?
It's simple. It's because they've never really had that experience. They've never had to think about their race in that way. They were the majority at the school. They were the majority in the communities that they live in, mostly in the suburbs. And at the school, it's a school designed for those type of students. But me and all the other kids of color, we were always in situations where we were forced to think about our race in contrast to whiteness.
So that kind of experience, how did that shape what you wanted this podcast to be?
I just found myself wanting to hear more people who had been through similar things and had to navigate spaces like this all the time. It's something that we often in America, we really think about race and identity in our silos. We think, oh, the black community, the gay community, the Muslim community. We don't think about how people from all of those communities have to share the same space and have to really find a way to get along with one another and settle our differences. So I wanted the podcast to really share these experiences that of me feeling like an outsider and have other people talk about it, because I think there's something innately human to that feeling that even if you've never been in that situation, you can relate to.
So who are some of the people we're going to hear from in these episodes? How'd you choose them?
We've got a lot of great writers and thinkers. Some of them are Kiese Lehmann, Austin Channing Brown, and Virgie Tavar, just to name a few. But we really wanted people who had been thinking deeply about identity for a long time. We wanted people who could make me think and get our audience to process what they've experienced, but maybe with some new language that they hadn't heard before and maybe some new ways of looking at things.
And you're actually asking everyone out there to be a part of this and share personal experiences where a young person has affected someone's thinking about identity and difference. Tell us about that.
Yeah, so our last episode, the theme is be a kid, and that's because kids can often be open and accepting in ways that like adults aren't. So we wanted to hear stories where adults learned lessons like this from kids, people who are thinking about the world in a much more innocent way.
You know, as you talk about that, I'm thinking about the actual explosion of national reaction to that viral video of the two toddlers that came out of New York. You had one little tiny child who was white and little tiny child who was black, and they ran to each other and leaped into each other's arms. And that really struck a chord with the country, didn't it?
Yeah, my girlfriend shared it with me like 3 days straight, like of just different people like reacting to the video.
Yeah, so that's kind of what you're saying. Then show us when you've learned a lesson from a young person.
Yeah, yeah. Times where, you know, maybe you thought one way about a different community or certain identities, and a kid got you to, like, you know, reevaluate that. And if you want to share your story with us, just go to michiganradio.org/different to find out how.
Bryce, what are you getting from these conversations that you've been having for these podcasts? I mean, what's been the most surprising thing for you as host?
I think the thing that I'm getting a lot from these conversations is just how normal my experience is for people from marginalized communities. I guess I knew that other people had gone through similar things. That's why I wanted to do the podcast, but I didn't realize to what extent I would find myself relating to people from Mississippi and people from San Francisco and people who are decades older than me and who haven't really had a life that similar to mine outside of the fact that we are the other in the room a lot. So there's just a lot I'm learning about how connected we all are in these experiences.
Bryce Huffman, host of Same, Same, Different. The new podcast begins Monday, October 7th, available on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast. And by the way, there will be a launch party for Same, Same, Different that Monday evening at Stella's Lounge in downtown Grand Rapids. All the details are there for you at michiganradio.org. Bryce Huffman, congratulations on the podcast and thanks for talking with us.
Thank you.